This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station on a Monday morning, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol 911 dispatchers, our security officers, and the United States Coast Guard, too. Thank you for your service to America, and thank you for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers sorting the mail for delivery today. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, and we're also on Twitter at Captain's America. All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is back with us. Hello, hello.
Good morning.
I have a nice letter that I'm going to read to you because it's got your name mentioned. And I told the audience when I was reading letters here in the last hour that I would wait till you got on so I could read this. This is from Linda G., who's in Lubbock, Texas, and she's listening to us on AM 580 KRFE. She says she works for Texas A&M. She says, Captain, you've got an excellent show. I've been listening to you now for about 3 weeks, and the analysis that you provide is outstanding. And when Denise Simon comes on, when the two of you get together, it's obvious you have your A-game in play. The left's egregious attempt to bypass the Constitution is nothing more than leftism being despotic in nature. Like every tyrannical regime, it has an ends justify the means mentality. The problem is, of course, is that the leftist ends that justify the leftist means of lawless disregard for the Constitution. The United States of America has provided unparalleled individual freedoms for its citizens and a peaceful transfer of power based on the Constitution for almost 250 years. I like the way you and Denise go after the leftist Democrats who have refused to accept this 2016 election outcome, and instead of fielding an electable candidate, they resorted to a coup attempt against the sitting president in a staggering display of political malfeasance. The coup attempt was unsuccessful, and it's actually boomeranging on them as it's being exposed, thanks to you and Denise Simon. How do the devious Dems respond? Well, by trying to cheat the system again in their attempt to destroy the Electoral College. Leftism cannot and will not win an honest election in America. Thank you again to you. Thank you to to Denise Simon, and thank you to all the members of the military for their serving America. Linda G., Lubbock, Texas.
What a generous, generous letter.
No kidding.
So, I mean, certainly thank you to Linda. And, you know, it isn't just about you and me, but she's right. I like the fact that
it's about America.
She's doing some critical thinking here. And one thing I would say, and I've written on it, I think, once or twice. I did one over at Political Vanguard, as the peaceful transfer of power. We had the transfer of power. But what we're seeing here is really hasn't been all that peaceful, I would argue, because of the tactics the Democrats are doing to, I haven't really called it a coup. I know that it's out there. I call it a nullification. The Democrats are trying to nullify the entire agenda of the Trump administration.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
And I'm never going to get over with how far and wide the Democrats went with the protests and so forth on the Brett Kavanaugh hearings.
Yep.
I mean, that set a standard, and I think almost all of their attempts to nullify, remember how many court cases that we've had, starting with what they the Democrats called a Muslim travel ban?
I do.
That started it. You see what I'm saying? And everything since then, all court cases. So I call it nullification, to be honest with you.
Okay. Now, speaking of news, we need to briefly mention the fact that in Dallas late yesterday, they had a horrible crane accident. A crane fell off a high-rise building under construction and went right into an apartment building. One person killed, at least five people injured. I heard six, but the last report I heard was five people injured. But my God, I saw that way that crane wound up, and they're lucky it didn't kill 50.
Well, it's hard to tell from, I saw a video on the thing, it's hard to tell where the thing actually was mounted. But it looks like it just slowly, because of the wind, it just slowly tipped over and then crashed into the side of something that was, some kind of a building. It was hard to tell, given the pouring down rain and whatnot, if it was, part of it was under construction or what, but it looks like it hit three or four floors.
Mm-hmm.
And how many people, I don't know where people were hurt inside of it or on the ground or what, it's too hard to tell.
Now, the president is winning again. I'm not getting tired of winning. I don't think you are either. With Mexico, he said that there's going to be more details on the Mexican trade deal. Well, he didn't. One of his representatives said, coming soon. And that is specifically the trade part of it.
Well, we haven't seen the trade deal between the United States, Mexico,
nope,
and Canada, the new NAFTA. We haven't seen it. So it really has to be cautious to see on what we're dealing with the immigration tariff thing with Mexico, what effect that's going to have. It shouldn't have any, I think, the way that it was designed.
Okay.
We don't know that yet.
All right, hold on. Okay, folks, we'll be coming right back with Denise Simon. They had a big, big protest. Hundreds of thousands of people marched in Hong Kong against China's extradition law. Might have had something to do with Tiananmen Square, too. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain. But you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, you know, folks, for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA provides their members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense because they know that the legal system doesn't always get it right. And the last person standing is the first person that the law enforcement officers will be looking at. And defending your right and your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. So, check out the United States Concealed Carry Association by going to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, clicking on the logo link that's right there for the USCCA, and you'll notice that there is a free gun a day giveaway that you can enter. Well, enter in the drawing. Hopefully one of you will win, and I'll be able to announce on this show that you won it. And then while you're there, check out the three levels of membership that they have. You get $474 worth of free stuff by becoming a member of the USCCA. Now, check them out. CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com and click on that USCCA logo. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is back with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
So hundreds of thousands of people marched in Hong Kong against the Chinese extradition law.
Actually, it was they had planned on around 240,000 or 250,000. They say that a million. I don't know where the million came from. But
I saw a picture. It was a lot, but I don't know about the million. Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ABC was reporting that more than a million took part. So what's really happening here is that Hong Kong, quasi being separate from China, China wants to extradite residents of Hong Kong back to the mainland for a politically charged trial. So those people in Hong Kong that are essentially dissidents to the Chinese government, to Beijing, They are being threatened with extradition to the mainland for prosecution. And this is an interesting thing. Now, China says, oh, well, we respect the people to protest peacefully. Well, they ended up using some riot gear and some batons and some pepper spray. And I don't know how long this protest went on, but about 1 o'clock in the morning.
Several hours, that's what I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, several people had left, but the police were still going after them in a big, huge way, those that were still there. So I wouldn't call it completely a peaceful, China wasn't very nice to them. Beijing wasn't very nice to the people in Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm. Now, a group of senators, predominantly they're all Democratic senators, are going to, they're trying to force a vote on the Saudi Arabian arms deal that the president made, and I'm not sure that they've got the votes to do that in the Senate. Do you?
Look, we have lots of reasons not to like Saudi Arabia, but Saudi Arabia is certainly, I guess in some ways, is more of a friend to the United States than a foe. Saudi Arabia is trying to help the United States fight this war in Yemen and fight this war with, I shouldn't call it a war, but this conflict with Iran.
Mm-hmm.
We can't forget that last week, the kingdom had invited the leaders of several of these countries for this summit to deal with Iran. And
yeah,
the one that seemed to push back, and I'm not even sure they attended, was Qatar. So we we can't seem to get Qatar's kind of like Turkey. We can't seem to get Qatar to behave nicely either. But they're using the murder of Khashoggi mm-hmm. as the premise to not sell arms to Saudi Arabia, which is ridiculous. Because, I mean, Khashoggi had a very proven nefarious history.
Correct.
And there are people in the Senate, and there are those in the media that just refuse to admit that, including, I would say, the Washington Post, where mm-hmm. that had employed Khashoggi.
Mm-hmm. Now, American Airlines has extended their Boeing 737 MAX flight cancellations through September the 3rd because they, quite simply, won't have the aircraft certified by the FAA to be in the air by then.
Correct.
And it drags on, right?
I mean,
there's other airlines involved here.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots. Yeah, I don't think Delta has any of those planes.
Don't believe so.
Several other carriers do, but Boeing is not quite where it needs to be yet. Although the president of Boeing said that he is confident enough that he would put his wife in.
I think the largest American airline is American Airlines. I think are the ones.
Could be, I don't know.
All right. Now, Iran is talking tough again. They've threatened Europe to normalize. They want them to normalize some economic ties with Iran or face the consequences. What are they going to do now?
Well, it's not going to be a military conflict.
No.
According to what's coming out of the Pentagon and coming out of Central Command, it looks like the fact that we have got some military assets, coupled with the Lincoln, carrier battle group, has, forced Iran to kind of back down a little bit. So now they're going to the hyperbolic language, with Europe, since Europe is still involved in the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, the JCPOA, otherwise known as the nuclear deal.
Now, go ahead.
So, I mean, they're challenging. I mean, that means that the funds are desperate for Iran's desperate for money.
Now, we didn't talk much about this last week, and all of a sudden over the weekend, this popped up in the news again with this Canadian Trinidad ISIS fighter, Abu Henrique El-Kanadi, who was tapped to carry out financial attacks to cripple the U.S. economy. And apparently he's been doing a lot of talking, singing like a songbird to some of the folks over there. And we're getting reports that are researchers from the International Center for Study of Violent Extremism about what it was that they were planning on doing with him. I'm talking about ISIS. They plan to fly him and other Trinidadians to Puerto Rico. From there, they take a boat to Mexico, be smuggled in through the border, and that's being reported by RT News and Breitbart. And quite a deal here.
I don't take anything that RT Russia Today reports seriously at all. I see it, but I would rather have things validated by other news sources other than RT. There's always more to the story, and they, you know, we catch these guys because remember when he was trying to buy certain kinds of weapons from FBI informants.
Yep.
So even if you read the criminal complaint against them, there's a lot of other things that are always left out. The criminal complaint is generally just what's put in there enough to have them arrested. But as far as the whole case is concerned, there's always more to it. So, yeah, they've been worried about those kinds of things for quite some time about Islamic State fighters and or any other sympathizers traveling. Now, Trinidad did have a couple of Trinidadians that had joined Islamic State.
Yeah.
That is a truth deal there. But I think what Trump has done with Mexico will help alleviate some of that fear. Not all of it, but some of it.
By the way, the United Arab Emirates, who was where the country was that these tankers were anchored, has told the United Nations Security Council a state actor was most likely behind the attacks on the four tankers off its coast with the mines that were in the water, and they blame Iran.
Well, that's just another country that is done their own, I guess, investigation on it and decided to file it officially with the United Nations. So, I mean, it all and everything we have seen since this happened did point to Iran. And we've sent in a team ourselves, a dive team to, do the ordnance,
yep,
investigation on this.
Yep.
But, when you've got other countries that are doing the same thing, it's important to put that into the pocket of evidence.
Okie doke. Well, you have yourself a great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, everybody, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the different articles that she reads and find out what's going on before everybody else gets it. And I'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch, our next military and veterans news segment.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. And you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Rescue teams in Dallas are sorting through the rubble of an apartment building after a crane collapsed on top of it during high winds that reached speeds close to 70 miles per hour. One person was killed, two are in critical condition, and three were hurt seriously. The crane tore a rip through the Elon City complex, just east of downtown. Cars in the parking garage were crushed. Many of the apartments were destroyed by a tall crane, as Dallas Fire Rescue Jason Evans explains.
The height itself is pretty significant. We only hope that what we found up to this point is where the damage and where the impact stops.
Kindred Carroll lives in the apartment complex and says apartment staff are calling each resident to check on their safety.
So they gave me a call and asked that I meet here or either communicate on a resident portal.
Authorities say more people may be in the rubble. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now, it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our second Military and Veterans News segment, brought to you by the friends at Mixon at the National Aviation Academy. Now, National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, which is a suburb of Boston. And the other one is down here in Clearwater, Florida, just here in the Tampa Bay area. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys. Guys and girls, if you're in a dead-end job, if you're going nowhere, you got no chance for the future, a pay raise or a promotion, or you just graduated from high school and you're not sure what it is you want to do, maybe you're not going to college, you were thinking about taking a year off, maybe you got aspirations to join the military, whatever. But I got an idea for you that'll jumpstart your career, your paycheck, and maybe give you a different outlook on life. Now, check out the National Aviation Academy. They've got two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, which is right outside Boston. And the other one is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area where I'm at. Because in 14 short months, you could be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. And you heard me right, unlimited earning potential. You'll start out at $50,000 or $60,000 a year right off the bat with an opportunity to make $70,000, $80,000 or more the first year. It all depends on the luck of the draw and whether or not you get a job overseas with a military contractor that sends you overseas to one of the countries that we're operating with our military in, or whether or not you go to work directly for a foreign country's airlines, or whether or not you wind up just being sent over there by an American airline that'll pay you more money to be somewhere overseas. So, check them out online. It's where it all starts. NAA.edu. NAA.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. And tell them the captain sent you. Ask for the tour. Tell them you want to take the tour. And they'll show you and give you the white gloves treatment to their facilities. Whether it's the one down here in Clearwater, Florida, or whether it's the one up there in Concord, Massachusetts. There you go. Now, military and veterans news for this hour. The U.S. allies right now are testing an air and missile defense system in southern Europe. Now, the United States military and several European allies this week conducted the first of what officials expect will be many air and missile defense exercises aimed at projecting power to thwart potential threats in the region. We'll keep our eyes and ears open on that one. Now, the United States has a general deal in place to establish a safe zone along the Syria-Turkey border. The Trump's administration top Syria policy official reported that the effort will not include any of the European countries, though. It'll be just strictly between us and Turkey, creating a safe zone for the Kurds that are trapped in that area that really have nowhere to go. And, as reported a few minutes ago with Denise Simon, the United Arab Emirates has told the UN Security Council a state actor, most likely Iran, was likely behind the attacks on the four tankers off its coasts, which included mines that apparently were detonated when they hit the tankers at about water level. Now, the Pentagon is reporting that doctors aren't performing as many combat-related amputations these days. And to that, I say that's a good thing. It took a long time to get the MRAPs and some of the vehicles, which offer the soldiers more protection to travel on the highways and byways and backfields and trails and wherever they're at in these war-torn countries where they go, where they keep putting up IEDs. And that's good. That's good. So that's a good report. I'm glad we got that. Now, with an eye on sophisticated Russian jamming and spoofing technology, the U.S. Army will field test a new jam-resistant position, navigation, and timing gear with a 2nd Cavalry Regiment in Germany this September. The Navy has been doing this now for the same purpose. So that their GPS couldn't be hijacked and be directed to where they couldn't control their vessel, to where they didn't think they were where they were at and possibly run into another vessel, as may or may not have happened over there in the South Pacific. Now, the Army is awarding 9 Valor Medals to honor the actions of those involved in the October 2017 Niger ambush, including 4 Silver Stars and several Bronze Stars with Valor. Also, the Pentagon Chief, Mr. Shanahan, with his review of the Niger ambush that killed four U.S. soldiers, said there will be no further punishments. He's concluded that the investigations into the October 2017 Niger ambush is over. Now, on board vessels, sometimes you get twin brothers or twin sisters. But what do you do when the Army has identical twin brothers of Private Matthew Marino and Specialist Joseph Marino, who are both deployed to Qatar together, and they say it makes it easier for them to be away from home? How'd you like to be the commanding officer of those two? By the way, also, the U.S. Army has ordered a dramatic shakeup of its marketing machine in the wake of congressional scrutiny of ineffective marketing programs that emerged in an internal audit. You think? That's why they got rid of some of the race boats and race cars and race motorcycles that they have because of that reason. Now, I just talked about GPS and I just talked about jamming. With the Russians jamming Western GPS from Syria to Scandinavia, the U.S. Army is now rushing jam-resistant GPS kits to the 2nd Cavalry Regiment in Germany by the end of the year to stop this practice from happening. Also, the Navy says they do not have an aircraft carrier, either Ford class or Nimitz class, that can support the service's most advanced fighters for full deployment, namely the F-35Cs. So, the Nimitz and the Ford carriers will need upgrades so they can deploy with the F-35Cs on board. Wow. And remember Chief Petty Officer, U.S. Navy, Eddie Gallagher? Well, a new date has now been set for the trial of him, accused of premeditated murder and attempted murder in the 2017 death of a Islamic State prisoner under his care in the shootings of two Iraqi citizens back in Iraq of 2017. Don't know what the date is yet, but he's been released from prison, from the brig, so that he can adequately prepare for his defense. And you remember that Tennessee man in the Waffle House who wrestled a gun away from a Waffle House shooter a couple years ago? Well, he's been honored by the U.S. Navy. They put him in the seat of a Blue Angels jet and took him for a flight. Gave him a joyride in a Blue Angels jet. Honored him for what he did. Also, Air Force basic military training officials do not plan on curtailing their newly expanded physical fitness program, even though the leaders at Shaw Air Force Base in South Carolina recently suspended fitness tests in the wake of two airmen's deaths. Well, that's our military and veterans news segment for this hour. Coming right back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. By the way, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive. You know, Moss Family Automotive, now when you shop their huge selection, you pay nothing down and delay your payments for up to 6 months with approved credit. And that goes for any new Moss Chevy or Moss Nissan or any pre-owned vehicle in a Moss Family inventory. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And you can go to a special website right now and check out what kind of financing you'll qualify for without damaging your credit score. It's Moss, M-A-U-S, familychevrolet.com/free credit check. Moss Family Automotive features the largest selection of Nissans and Chevys in all of Tampa and Southwest Florida, and they are the home, the original home of You Serve, You Save. That's the program that saves all active duty military and veterans, plus first responders, too, a ton of money. And now you can save at Moss and pay nothing down and have no payments for 6 months with approved credit. Check out and see why people drive from all across the United States for the You Serve, You Save program. Look them up online, Moss, M-A-U-S, familychevrolet.com/free credit check, and tell them the captain sent you. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Hey, listen, American Airlines has got to be losing a boatload of money here. They've extended the Boeing 737 MAX cancellation through September 3rd and maybe even longer.
Well, yeah, obviously you've got to be very, very careful. What's going to happen is that we've already seen a myriad of flights that are canceled, which has been making it difficult. I've actually been affected by this with people coming into town.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these airlines are having to go out and actually rent other airplanes to make up for this.
Right.
So it is a difficult situation right now, and a lot of planes on the ground, and Boeing's going to have to help out and make good in some way.
Well, yeah, that's true, and boy, I'm telling you, I've seen a lot of things, but this is probably the worst that I've seen so far, if you know what I mean, when it comes aircraft recalls or whatever you want to call this.
Well, the summer air travel season is expected to be at record levels.
Mm-hmm.
As well. They're already warning people about delays because of TSA, not having enough TSA people. You've got to make sure and check with the airlines in regards to whether or not your flight is going to make it. I would definitely, if it was one of the planes that you had booked, if it was ahead of time and it was supposed to be a 737 MAX, I would go out and check.
Yeah. Now, over the weekend, of course, the president tweeted late Friday afternoon about his agreement with Mexico, and he told us we're going to have more details to come. And then the acting Secretary of Homeland Security, Kevin McAllen, on Sunday credited President Donald Trump's threat to slap tariffs on Mexico with bringing it to the table with real proposals to crack down on illegal immigration. And the first thing we know about that is 6,000 Mexican military are headed towards the Guatemalan-Mexican border, if they're not already there, to stop that influx down there that basically has been nonstop coming in, unable to be stopped by the immigration folks. And they've already frozen the assets, the money, if you will, in the banks of 29 different international associations that are giving money to the immigrants to move into the United States through Mexico. And some of those groups were American, and a lot of them were European.
Now listen, I appreciate that they got some sort of deal done, Matt, but I'll believe it when I see it. I will. I mean, we got 100,000 people coming across every single month now, over a million this year. It's amazing the amount of people that are coming across, and it's great. Finally, they're going after the money. I don't know what took it so long. This is something I would have been on a long time ago. You always follow the money. The money has to enter the banking system somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And when they do try to enter it, you can go ahead and you can find it. And obviously we'll see what Mexico does down on the their Central American border. I'm going to be, the old Ronald Reagan. I'm going to trust but verify in this one. I'm not that
right.
Sure.
Well, we won't know for a month, at least a month, whether or not this is working. We'll have to know by the numbers that we're looking at here, and that's the way I'll look at it. Come Come July 1st, we should have a better idea. And if the numbers have backed off at all, then we'll know it's working.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I read several stories this past weekend, publications talking about what life is like and what's really going on down in Central America. And it brings tears to your eyes how awful it is, the type of violence that takes place there, the abuse, the culture, the abuse of women, and what goes on. It's almost to me, it's like you have to just like kind of call the countries up and tell them like to give up the keys because they don't even deserve to have a country. It's that bad. There's no law. There's no order down there. The abuse of women is extraordinary. What are they going to do? They're going to leave. How are we going to handle this? I don't know.
Well, there at least is no extension of the asylum deal, so that's a good thing. And we'll go with that and we'll see what happens, right?
Well, we'll see. We'll see. I don't know how much what we're going to be able to do at this point in time. We'll see what Mexico does. Some of the things that they were saying, they're asking questions of people. Why don't they stay in Mexico? And they say, well, Mexico can be just as bad too in some places where we can afford to live. So, I don't know how we're going to stop this.
Now, Senator Tillis, Republican Senator of North Carolina, is telling China to pay attention to the deal that was just made with Mexico, that could have advantages on their end, too. I don't know what that's going to mean for China, because China's acting like as if, they're buddy-buddy with the Russians now, so everything's copacetic, I guess.
Well, I mean, it could be buddy-buddy with the Russians all they want. The Russian economy is minute. It's not a big economy. What do they think that they're going to, you know, start making up for what we purchase and the purchasing power of the United States? It's silly. It's no comparison at all. It's a little league team to a Major League Baseball team. No comparison.
By the way, California lawmakers agreed, and the governor there has agreed that he will sign the legislation that was passed by the California lawmakers to give full health benefits for low-income illegal immigrants. Now, they think it's about 98,000. And they're talking about $100 million is what it's going to cost. Last I checked, anybody with any brains at all said that there had to be around 3 to 5 million, maybe more, illegals in the state of California.
That's what I say to anything in regards to California, what states want to do. If the state wants to hand money, if the state of California wants to go out to the Golden Gate Bridge and just drop money from it, that's their choice. That's their state. I have problems with sanctuary cities and sanctuary states, but if they say they want to cover everyone with their money, not federal money, with California taxpayer money, have at it. See how that works out for you.
Well, again, we don't know for sure whether or not this is even going to work or, you know, but we just sit here and we just report on what we see and then we sit back and we watch, right?
States' rights. States have the right and their citizens have the right to vote for people. And if they want to do dumb things within their state, I guess that's their choice.
And I'm talking, folks, to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. His website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there to find out all the great things that he does. Now, gold has surged on the threat of more Trump tariffs. Is that just a temporary thing?
I think the tariff thing is kind of waning a little bit now. I guess they've gotten some traction, some traction with China right now. So we'll see what happens with that. As far as the trade deal is concerned, we obviously have the G20 meeting that's coming up very, very shortly in the latter parts of this month. So I'm not so sure. I think that some of the commodities out there are just kind of moving as a hedge.
Now, let me tell you what I saw this weekend at the AT&T store. I had a problem with my pictures. They were inverted, so they were all, you know, kind of funny looking. I didn't know how to uninvert them. So I went to the AT&T store where I do my business, and there was a bunch of people in there with ZTE phones getting rid of them because they had something to do with Huawei or something like that. And I heard them more than one say, well, we're sick and tired of being spied on. We want to get one of those Samsung phones. And they were actually getting rid of their phones and getting a new phone.
Well, yeah, the ZTE story is a little bit of an old one because that had happened a couple of years ago. And Donald Trump actually kind of let them off the hook to some degree in order to try to, you know, facilitate some sort of trade deal. But, hey, listen, if you're using any of those apps and social media apps, you're being spied on by those guys anyway.
Oh, yeah. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend, so you have a great day.
You got it. Have a good one.
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, bright and early Monday morning, getting things started. And we will be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, take us to break. Frank Silvato, coming up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.